And that's what this generation is doing. I want to be enabled. I want to be persistent. I want to be able to abide, to continue in this walk. I haven't started this to give up. And I'm not giving up. There's nothing that's going to cause me to give up on this walk. Nothing. 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 Not children, son, daughters, nothing. Husband, wife, not even my wife. And I truly believe I love her with a sincere love. I believe that. It's one of expression. But I will not allow her to remove me from this fellowship that I have with Yahshua. I will not allow her to do that. If she removes me from that, she'll remove his love from me. As she removes his love from me, she'll remove his confidence from me. And if she does that, then what am I? I have no value at all. I'm a beast. I'm just like a cow in the field. I will let her do that. And I do believe she will not allow me to do that to her. I believe that. If anything, I will persuade her to your call to allow the spirit of Yahweh, the witness of Yahshua, to enable you. That's why many are falling. That's why many are turning back. That's why many are going astray. That's why many are giving over to the world. I'm enabled. And their weakness, they were enabled. We sing the song, let the weak say I am strong. That's truth. Let the weak say that I am enabled. Why? Because you give no credibility or accountability to your flesh. You're accountable unto Yahweh, but you give no credit to yourself. You give it all to him. It is almost like a child growing and maturing. And all of a sudden they look at their mom or their dad and say, Dad, I want to say something to you that I do thank you for all the counsel. The hard things that you apply to me. Your chastising, your whipping. Whippings. I thank you, Dad. Oh, Dad begins to cry, the son or the daughter. I thought you were hard on me, Dad, but it was love. I realized it. And I could not be in the position or the place or the mindset I have unless you did this to me, Dad, Mom. And I watched so many that they were not brought up under the same disciplines as I was. And their lives are so messed up. So I want to thank you, Dad. So that's the kind of attitude that Yahweh, because he brings us up, he teaches us things. He brings us to this knowledge. He enables us to overcome the enemy, to resist the powers of hell. He enables the man to love his wife. He enables the wife to reverence, to regard, to respect, to uphold her husband. These things are scripture. You're not going into the kingdom without doing those things. He enables us to do that. And the first thing he does, he brings us to a consciousness as to who we are, what we are, and what things we're doing against what he's commanded unto us. We must always be conscious of that. Even a 21-year-old child, mom said, girl, daughter, I want you to be careful when you go, yes, mom, I will. Because she has imparted things into that daughter that are very valuable. Why? Because that mom has shown a valuable, she has shown a tremendous concern for the child all of her years. And as the daughter began to mature, when she was 15, she understood things better. I was reading an article one day, this young girl, that her mother was a disciplinarian. And she had disciplined her, and she would not allow her to do things that the other girls were doing, going out to the games and all that. And so the girl became very, very hard. She began to falter in her schoolwork. She began to be given over to this rebellious spirit. And all of a sudden, her mother was acknowledged with, she was diagnosed with cancer. And that thing radically changed her whole perception of life. Her mother was dying. She became a very instrumental part to her mother. Obedient, loving her mother. And all the things that her mother had taught her, she realized, she said, all the things, she became a superior student. This is an ignorant generation. She became superior in her work. And she said because of that, her grades were just astronomical. The classes she began to take, it was beyond even her ability. Well, what produced that? What things her mother had taught her? the disciplines, the things that enabled her. And we don't see what Yahweh is doing, but it's enabling us, preparing us for the great affliction and the trial that shall try the last one of us. And so we become very sore at him. We say, why do you do that? Well, what that mother did to that daughter, even as I read the article, it caused tears to flow from my eyes. Because I thought it was so inspirational. I thought it had great value. I could see beyond just the physical attachment or the things that were physically manifested. I saw something that was greater than that. And it was because of that discipline that that young child was enabled. She was enabled. She was able to stand. She was able to be persistent. She took care of her mother. She took care of the children. She cooked. She cleaned the house. And she was a superb student. Some of you wives can't do that. Houses are nasty. Filthy. Hallelujah. Time for nothing but sleeping. And a young girl did that. I'd rather she be my friend than you. We don't like Yahweh's conviction, do we? We don't like him to show us what we are. David said, my iniquity, my innumerable evil thoughts. It's what brought me down. I want to finish this. Listen quickly. Scripture says, for the word of Yah is preached or spoken. He said, there is a production that comes forth. It depends on what kind of ground it falls. And these are they that likewise which are sown, the word sown in stony grounds. Our hearts are stony. You need a level of flesh. You're stony your heart. It is expressed in your countenance, your words, your verbiage, your action. It's an abomination. I've never seen such stony heart women or sisters in all my life. I said to a sister one day, listen to me, hear what I said. I said, one day Yahweh is going to send me some beautiful sisters. She said, I pray he does. Now her response should have been, Pastor Roberts, I want to be a beautiful sister. He's going to send me two, all right? They'll be very beautiful. That should have been your response. It should have brought a humbleness to you. That's just the truth. Now, even when you say something like that because of our own hubris, we think, well, why is he saying that? Why? Because you need to understand your own life. That's what I would have said. If Evangelist Hartsfield said something to me like that, I said, tell me what I need to do. I want to do right. I want to be a friend. I want to labor with you. Tell me. Just tell me. This hubris mindset. You see, we accuse every woman. We never accuse ourselves. We never. An accuser of the brethren. That's the spirit of Shaitan. He said, that was sown in stony ground, who, when they hear the word of Yah, immediately they receive it with gilah, with gladness. They shout, oh, this is so wonderful. I love what I hear. But have no root in them. They have no love. See, they have no root of the love of Yahweh. They have no root of his love. They have no love, no root in them, in themselves. See, no, and he says, and so your call, or they endure, they stand fast, but for a time. Afterwards, when the affliction, the persecution arise for the word's sake, not lately, but immediately, they are offended. They are offended. They are enticed to sin. They stumble backwards. They pervert themselves. That's what that word offended is. They began to get reason to their mind to sin, to react a different way, because they are offended at the word of Yah because of a little affliction. Well, don't you know why that affliction has come? To prove or to enable you, to strengthen you, to cause you to stand. When someone's afflicted on their bed, they will lay there for days. Will they not? That's what afflictions do. That's what they do. It gives you time to ponder, to think. It was one thing that Evangelist Hartsfield will always say to me. He said, you know, Brother Roberts, he says, when Yahweh takes me home or when I die, he says, I will love that he will grant me one thing. I don't want to die instantaneously or just instant. He said, I will pray that he would give me just a few days or a week or a little time. That's all right, brother. He said that I may examine myself. He said, that's all I ask of him. Let me, if I have to lay on a bed of affliction, I want to lay there that I may examine myself. And see if there any leaven that has caused me to be corrupt in my emunah, my desire toward him. And when he said that to me, that's been 27 years ago. That has always been, he imparted that in me. That has always been my prayer. Let me. He may take me instantly. But I would love, just let me lay on the bed like Evangelist Horn. He wasn't sick long. Just lay there for some days that I may examine myself. And we walked that with all the brothers. Bishop, what, 13, 14 days? I want that. I would love to have that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so when your left is stony, it is hard. When troubles arise or when there are situations that offend you, immediately you begin to sin. Immediately, you know, you begin to turn against y'all. You begin to turn against the standards. You begin to speak evil. Begin to perform things that are wrong. Because the word has no ground in you, because you have no root. You don't have Yahweh's love. That's just it, brothers and sisters. You don't have the love of Yah in you. That's just it. That's just the truth. And you need to get that love of Yah, that he may enable you. I want us all to be enabled to endure affliction like a faithful soldier. Come on. To your call, to stand, to persist, to fight for the sake of the kingdom. That's what I want, and that's what Yahweh wants above all things, because he is the one that enables you. It is not you, but him. It is Yah. Listen quickly. Nisha'u says, for the time shall come that they will not yakul or stand, endure, be persistent in sound doctrine. But after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn their ears from the truth and shall be turned to fables. He tells Timotheus this, listen. He says, but watch, you in all things, not some things, in all things. And he tells him to yakul, or endure, stand in afflictions. HaMashiach said, but when afflictions arise, tribulations and trial, they are immediately offended. Shaul confirms unto Timotheus. He says, yakul, endure, stand, persist, even in afflictions. He said, do the work of an evangelist and make full proof of the ministry of Yah, that prove that he is working in you. Prove that the things that you will speak, that they are orchestrated by Yahweh. You're an oracle. You have the oracles of Yahweh. You speak with the Spirit of Almighty Yah. When afflictions come, don't be offended. Don't say, well, I might as well do that. You've heard folks, I've heard them say that. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to turn my face to him. I'm going to bow down unto him. That's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to consider myself. Abraham did not consider his body. Did not consider Sarai's body. But he knew that Yahweh was able. He was faithful, the one that promised. He was able to perform. And we got to believe that. And we believe this book. We got to be able to. He's able to perform that, brothers and sisters. That is his power to enable you. We need to be enabled in this hour. Your call of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I want to give us 3 points before I close. Who we must do to rise to the occasion when we are buffeted by hell, that we are enabled. I want to show you what Scripture says. It says in Tehillim, Psalms 27:14. Listen. I know in our vernacular that when we hear a word, it has nothing to do actually with what we believe or the meaning of the word. It has such variation of meanings. But this is what David says, David in Psalms 27:14. He tells us this. Listen, brothers and sisters. This is the call of Yahweh when you stand, when you be steadfast He says, Yakol or wait on Yah. And be of tough courage. And he shall strengthen or enable you. He shall strengthen your lev. Wait, I say, on Yahweh. You must learn how to wait. Stand. Be persistent. Endure. Wait. And we are people that we don't know how to wait. We're in an instantaneous society. Microwave. Rich overnight. Lottery. Everything. But he commands us, wait on Yahweh. Just wait. And be of great courage when you wait. But affliction, be of great courage. As he said to Yahshua. Be of great courage. Be of strength. And he shall strengthen your lev. Wait, I say, on Yahweh. When you began to wait on the promises as Abraham did, he waited. Even when he took Yitzchak to offer him up, he waited because Yahweh had the ram in the thickets for the offering. So if you wait, he will cause you to offer up the pure sacrifice. And there's only one pure sacrifice we can offer up, can I tell you? It is the one of Todah, thanksgiving, unto Yah. You better learn how to lift your hands and thank him. It is almost pulling alligator's teeth when you come in here. It's a sad shame. We don't know how to Todah Yah, just lift your hands. When one understands, when he appreciates Yah, he will Todah. He will Yodah Yah. You sit here in your unexpressionable attitude. HaMashiach gave advice unto the Shalishim's apostles, he says, in Lucas 23:31. Yoshua said unto Shimeon, he said, I want you to understand that Shatan desires to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. He said, but I pray for you, that your emuna, your faith, fail not. He says, now, when you are converted, you know what Kephar did. He turned, didn't he? He said, when you have returned to me, when you have been brought back, when you have learned to love with great obedience to the things of Yah, when you get that true spirit to turn and to worship Yah, when you are converted, he says, you, Yada, you strengthen your brothers. When you are enabled, you can enable others. You can strengthen them. A man that understands certain mathematical forms, formations, formulas, he can help one, can he not? So when you are converted, your mind is not converted. There's no true worship. You have not turned to worship Yah. There's no expression unto Yah. There's no Todah unto Yah. You wonder why our homes are the way they are, because there's no expression of thankfulness unto Yah. When you're unable to do that, when you're unable to offer up those pure sacrifices of Todah, there's nothing beyond the reach what Yahweh has prepared for us that we're not able to accomplish. Nothing at all. I want to close with this last verse. And this is Kepha Shimeon as he pray for the growth of the true Israelite brothers, that they may be established in the Emunah of Yah. They may have the Yakol to be enabled. He speaks to them, he says, but may the Abba of all free unmerited love and favor, who has called us to his eternal tefillah, his honor. How? By Yahshua HaMashiach. He says to them, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, and Yakol you, enable you, and he will settle you. So this is the strength of the character of Yah. After you suffer a little while, he will make you perfect. He will make your mind to desire the pure things and to worship Him purely. This is a generation that is given over to every kind of God worship. Every kind of idol. Every kind of spirit. And He will yakol, He will enable you. After you suffered a while. The first thing we do when there's a little affliction, we are offended. When we are afflicted by words, we are offended so easily. That's the truth, brothers and sisters. If someone says something to you about the least little thing, you get offended easily. And it calls you to lash out, calls you to sin. I know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. There are things that offend you very easily. You get offended, you get upset. And those things cause you to stumble. So after you suffer a while, allow Yahweh to make you perfect. He will establish you. He will call you. And He will settle you. Do you not understand that all of these expressions here are the true expressions of Him enabling you? When what is enabled, you have the ability to suffer. When what is enabled, your mind is attended. You give attention to, you attend unto, you care about, you settle in the things of Yah. It is His word that establishes your love and establishes your strength. It enables you. And when one is settled, they stand. They stand assured. They stand without faltering or falling. And so we must allow the word of Almighty Yahweh to enable us. There's the only thing, that is the only thing. That is why the enemy tries to do all he can to remove you away from it. Allow Yahweh to yakul you. Just allow Him. Keep His word pure in your love. And He will yakul you. May He strengthen you tonight. He caused your love to shine with great delight. He caused you to be strengthened. Even in your weakness. Yahweh Yakol us. Yahweh bless you all. Be encouraged. Brothers and sisters, you that are listening by live stream, we bless you all tonight. May Yah strengthen you. You that have sent gifts on this week, we bless you all for the wonderful, tremendous gifts. My Yah, we bless you for that, Yahweh. Thank you all. I'm quite sure you that have blessed the works that you're listening tonight. We thank you for all that. May Yahweh bless you all. Be encouraged, saints. Be strengthened. Good wishes of Yah. May Yah bless you. Let us stand to our feet. I'm going to be forthright whether you all like it or not. It makes you no different. And I don't care if you don't like me. Hallelujah. I tell you, who else don't like me? Either. Can I tell you? Will you believe me? Will you believe me? You will? You don't like me. That's all right. But can I tell you who else certainly do not like me? You really will? So I will believe you, preacher. The devil doesn't like me. So that's all right. Hallelujah. In all things we do bless you, Yah. We pray your strength upon your house of Israel, your people scattered throughout the nations of the world. Yah, we bless you all. Shalom.